Welcome back to Sports in the Round. Tonight from the ground round, the BSU Beaver football team will host the Augustana College Vikings this week. Their head coach, Mike Aldrich, joining us tonight. Coach, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
I appreciate having me on.
You guys won your opener last week, beat St. Cloud 32-23. You are in a position as a first-year head coach. You came over from the defensive coordinator, so I'll just ask you flat out, how in the heck would you try to stop Tyler Schulte?
By recruit him and have him on your team. That'd be the best bet.
Six catches last week for 196 yards and two touchdowns. Flat out, do you win the game without him?
I would think it'd be very difficult to win it without him.
What makes him so good?
Well, he's just very elusive. You know, he runs very good routes, and, you know, he's so versatile. You know, we can play him at quarterback, or receiver, punt return. I mean, he can pretty much do everything that that you dream of as having that that one main playmaker on your offense.
Have you guys changed much from what you have done in the past there at Augie?
No, not at all. I mean, our offensive coordinator is still here. I'm still coordinating the defense. So, you know, really nothing changes scheme-wise. You know, all we did was really we just hired another assistant coach to kind of backfill my spot and hired him on the offensive side. So, other than that, scheme-wise, we're still doing the same thing that we did last year.
You have a first-year starting quarterback. How did Josh do last week?
You know, he did all right. I mean, you know, even if you were to ask him, he'd tell you that he was disappointed in his performance. But, you know, he played tight. I mean, his first real true start as being the number one quarterback and having some good players around him, I think he felt a little pressure to try to make the perfect plays and the right reads and throw the perfect balls and do all that kind of stuff. And you could see early in the game that he just wasn't really on fire as far as that goes. And once he started to relax and loosen up there in the second half, he had a much better finish to his game.
Defensively, how would you rate your play last week?
Well, being defense coordinator, I can be extra critical on those guys. I don't think we played very well at all. You know, I told the DBs that I was going to fire their DB coach, but then I saw that the DB coach has a three-year contract, so I guess he's safe. But, you know, I think we didn't play very well. I thought we played slow, didn't do the right things on the backside. I mean, like I told the defensive backs, you know, if it wasn't for us, Tyler Schulte probably could have been offensive player of the league. But that week, unfortunately, we allowed Freddie to have that huge day. So, you know, definitely our guys are taking that a little bit to heart, and I think their pride was bruised a little bit that they didn't play very well in that first game.
Augustana, Bemidji have not met since the late 80s, if I'm remembering correctly. For Bemidji State fans, what kind of a school is Augustana? What kind of a game do you guys want to play?
Well, as far as a school, as far as an institution, I mean, we're pretty similar to most of the Division III private colleges in Minnesota, the MIAC-type schools like Concordia up there in Moorhead or, you know, your Gustavuses or St. Olaf's, those type of schools. So we're a little smaller compared to everybody else in the league, you know, being a private college. But, you know, as far as football-wise, I mean, we still have the same number of kids out there as anybody else. So I think that part it all kind of evens out in the wash. You know, and as far as what we do offensively and defensively, you know, we've got a pretty good running back that's got 2,000-yard seasons back-to-back. And, you know, they did a pretty good job of keeping him in check on Saturday, St. Cloud did. Holding him to about 70 yards on 22 carries. And, you know, we'll keep pounding him. You know, eventually he's going to start breaking them just like he's done the past couple of years. But we do have some good weapons like Tyler Schulte to try to help loosen up the defense a little bit if we need to. And then defensively we're a little different than the Beavers are. The Beavers are more of a 3-4 defense and we're more of a 4-3 defense. But then some pretty close similarities as far as, you know, the pressure type stuff. And, you know, both defenses really want to focus on stopping the run first, making a team have to try to beat you through the air. So there's some similarities there. We don't look alike when we line up on the ball before the snap.
Head coach Mike Aldrich of the Augustana College Vikings joining us tonight here on Sports in the Round. The annual Shrine Game coming up this Saturday at the Chet. Our pregame at 12:30, kickoff at 1 o'clock right here on Light Rock 92.1 The River. Coach, I have a feeling I'm going to ask every single opponent to head coach this year. Bemidji State's offense is very versatile. Lance Rongstad can line up anywhere on the field. They can do a lot of different things with Edholm and Rongstad. What kind of problems does that cause a defense?
Well, you know, really, anytime you have an offense that runs a lot of different personnel groupings in and out, you know, the Bemidji does have a pretty good revolving door of personnel, you know, with their receiving core and their running back core. So you can't really necessarily key on any one player per se, you know, whereas when we played St. Cloud, they really only have one true tailback that's going to give you fits, or, you know, they really only have one true receiver that you need to focus on. So, you know, that makes it a little bit harder. You can't really scheme up to lock any certain one player down and try to take him out of the game. The best you can do is just work on defensively anyways, is how best can you adjust to the different formations and motions and the tight end trades and that type of stuff that Bemidji's going to throw at us, and try to make us as sound as possible and be able to really get through a play without making any big major mistakes or give up any big, you know, home run type of play.
There was a lot of speculation in the offseason, Coach, when it was rumored that University of Sioux Falls wanted into Division II and into the NSIC, that you guys may not like it just being across town. Your thoughts on their application and how they may fit?
Well, I know it was a weird rumor that we didn't want them. I'm a St. Olaf grad, and so our rival college, Carleton, was right across the river. So I don't have any problem having your rival school being right across the street. You know, the old adage of keep your friends close and your enemies closer, you know, can kind of play into this and allow them to get in the league, so then you can be right on top of them and that type of thing. You know, they've got a lot of things that they have to do to still make it into the Northern Sun. You know, as a NAI operation, I think they're sitting with 50-plus football scholarships, you know, and in the Northern Sun we're at 25, 26. So they've got a major amount of scholarship cutting, and I think they're going to eventually have to start, you know, saying that those full-ride tuba scholarships that they have over there, and the guy happens to be a football player, that's not going to cut it anymore once they get in the NCAA. So, you know, we'll see how that all plays out. It's not a guaranteed thing, but if they're in, they've got a good track record of success. They want to be a good sports program, so they would make for a very good opponent. For us, it's easy. I mean, there's really no travel costs, so that's okay for us. But other than that, you know, I think they'd be a great addition to the conference, and if they don't, if the presidents don't let them come in, you know, there's really no skin off our neck either.
You guys got something in the offseason, actually started a couple of years ago, that Bemidji State would certainly like to, brand new stadium. How is that going to help you in the long run, not only with recruits, but also, you know, with just keeping guys happy?
Well, you know, Bemidji's got something we'd love to have. I'd love to have a big lake right outside our field too. But you know, it's great, and you know, for us, we used to struggle probably the same stuff that Bemidji has to struggle with, where you have to share your field with a high school team. We used to play out at kind of our community stadium per se, where three other high schools played there, and that was tough because you bring a kid on a visit, you know, and, you know, if he's a high school kid from the same town, you take him out to the field, and the kid's like, I already played here all my life. So that was difficult. So it's nice that we have our own stadium on campus. We don't share it with any other teams, any other sports. It's football only, you know, and the kids are pretty wide-eyed when they get to walk through the tunnel and come out onto the field and see it. As far as being a Division II venue, you know, it's a pretty impressive deal. So it's helped us so far. You know, we'd like to get on track. I mean, we only lost one game in it last year, but, you know, it'd be nice to start stringing together some multi-season, you know, undefeated records in there, kind of like what Winona has down at their stadium, where it's just kind of got that aura around it where teams go in it and they're fighting that, fighting the ghosts in the corners too a little bit. But it's been great so far, and we're only into the second year of it.
Mike, thank you much. We'll see you this week.
All right, I appreciate it.